This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the second National Conference of Anti-Narcotics Task Force Heads of States and Union Territories in New Delhi today. Heads of anti-narcotics task forces of 36 states and union territories, apart from stakeholders from other government departments, are attending the two-day conference. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Shah informed that the Drug Free India campaign is currently being organized in 372 districts across the country.
एक त्रिकोणीय रणनीति के तहत हमने कदम उठाने पड़ेंगे ड्रग की सप्लाई चेन के लिए हमारा रूथलेस अप्रोच होना चाहिए डिमांड रिडक्शन में एक स्ट्रेटेजिक अप्रोच होना चाहिए और हार्म रिडक्शन में ह्यूमन अप्रोच होना चाहिए ये तीनों अप्रोच के साथ एंटी नार्कोटिक्स टास्क फोर्स ने आगे बढ़ना चाहिए
Prime Minister Mauritius Naveen Chandra Ramgulam today called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. In a social media post, President Murmu expressed confidence that with the vast leadership experience of Prime Minister Ramgulam, India-Mauritius' long-standing bilateral ties will further strengthen in the times to come. Early in the day, Prime Minister Ramgulam called on Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan. Mauritius' Prime Minister will be concluding his eight-day state visit to India today. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan announced that the national target for food grain production has been set at 362.50 million tons for the 2025-26 Rabi season. Mr. Chauhan announced this in a press conference in New Delhi after he chaired discussions with state agriculture ministers during the National Conference on Agriculture Rabi Campaign 2025. Heavy rainfall across various districts of Uttarakhand has severely affected normal life. Landslides in the hilly areas have disrupted several roads and the major rivers of the state are flowing above normal levels. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami over the phone to get a detailed update on the situation caused by excessive rainfall. They showed full support from the central government and emphasized that the center stands firmly with the state in this time of crisis. India's ambassador to the United States, Vinay Mohan Quatra, underlined the long-standing and fruitful space partnership between Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, and the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, describing it as one of the most important pillars of India-US cooperation. Speaking at the India-USA Space Collaboration event in Washington, the ambassador said, India is planning a manned moon mission and a space station between 2028 and 2035, with NASA continuing as a vital partner. World Ozone Day has been observed today. The day aims to raise awareness about the crucial role of the ozone layer in safeguarding life on Earth. In his video message at an event in New Delhi to mark the occasion, Union Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav said, India has become one of the first countries in the world to have the Cooling Action Plan. Mr. Yadav said India succeeded in achieving 67.5% reduction in the production and use of hydrofluorocarbons. United Nations Commission of Inquiry has alleged that Israel has committed acts of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. The report claims there are reasonable grounds to conclude that four of the five acts defined as genocide under international law have been carried out since the conflict began in 2023. In response to the Palestinian armed group Hamas-led terror attack on the 7th of October in 2023, the Israeli military launched a campaign in Gaza. Israel's foreign ministry rejected the reports as distorted and false, accusing the UN panel of echoing Hamas propaganda. Team India vice-captain Smriti Mandhana has reclaimed the top spot in the latest ICC Women's Cricket ODI batting rankings. The opening batter dethroned England's keeper Nat Sivabrant after a fine half-century against Australia in the series opener on Sunday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.